What is it like to care for older adults during this pandemic?
It's been tough because the family can't come in to see them. They have to stay at a distance now, speak to my clients through the door. That's the difficult part because my clients, when they are dementia, they don't understand how come their family can't come inside the house.
That's Elizabeth Davis, a home care worker in Springfield, Greenfield, and Amherst. We spoke with her as part of our series, Living Through Corona, about our neighbors' experiences during this global pandemic. A home care worker for 35 years, Elizabeth has particularly vulnerable clients. They're in their 90s. And with the pandemic, she has had to change how she works.
A lot of them are surprised when they come in, they see me, and I'm all masked up and gloved up. And sometimes they say, well, you don't have to have your mask on. But I do. I don't know from my travels back and forth if I'm carrying the COVID or if they have it, so I'm protecting them and protecting myself.
Does it scare them, especially those clients who have dementia, to see you look so different in your personal protective equipment?
Yes, it's very difficult for them because most of them are deaf, and over the years, they're able to read lips. So we have to stand back, pull the mask down, and speak to them where they can read our lips. We just can't be comfortable in taking care of them. We have to make sure that we use all the precautions, constantly washing our hands each time we touch them or glove up. And we're still looking for PPE.
How are you getting the PPE that you need?
Well, in the beginning, I had a coworker, her family member were making the cotton mask, and I started out wearing the cotton mask. And then surgical masks were coming to me, but maybe for a mask in a pack from my agency, which is still not enough. And I began to wash those out and use them two or three times. But I'm in a need for PPE, plenty of it, because the way that this COVID-19 is going, we're going to have it for a couple of years.
You are almost 70, which means you're high risk yourself. You know, I find myself wondering, what's it like for you each day as you sort of approach the front door of a client's home, aware of both their vulnerabilities and yours?
I know that they don't have COVID, but we have different aides that go in and out with my client. So when I come in there, I'd be on guard at all times because you never know.
What's at stake for you if you get sick, Elizabeth?
Well, because I'm high risk, it would be very frightening for me because I think about my family members. If I really got sick and they couldn't come and see me, you know, it would be horrible, terrible.
Have you been able to see your loved ones and your family members?
I've talked to them over the phone, but to get together like we normally would do for our family gatherings, our family reunions, we couldn't do that.
That's got to be hard.
It is very hard. It's very, very hard because I'm so used to seeing my family in person.
How are you keeping yourself whole, mentally whole, emotionally whole? You know, where are you getting the psychological hugs from when you can't be with your own family?
What I have been doing is listening to comedy. And comedy has put me in a place where I'm not stressed out. I can laugh, and they always say laughter is a good medicine. I'm not always into myself. My compassion is not going inward, but it's outward. So I empty myself of myself, and I take care of my clients.
What's your favorite source of comedy?
Oh, you probably Trevor Noah. You know him?
Absolutely.
He is hilarious.
Of the Daily Show.
The Daily Distant Daily Show now. He can take a sad moment and make it to a happy moment. Not where it pulls you down, but it gives you uplift. That's why I love listening to him.
You talked about emptying yourself to do this work. Does the work empty you, or do you feel the need to empty yourself of yourself in order to do your work?
I feel the need to empty myself so I can do the work, because if I didn't do that, then I wouldn't take care of my clients.
Do you see yourself as a frontline worker?
Yes, I do. But to my community and to my representative, I'm invisible, and we need to be recognized. I need to be recognized as a frontline worker.
What makes you feel invisible?
I'm constantly hearing on TV, radio, they talk about frontline workers as those who work in the hospital, first responder, police officers, but never hear about home care workers. I feel at a low point, like no one cares about me and my work.
What could our communities do to better recognize and support the work that you're doing as a home care worker?
I would like to see our community back us up, rallying for us, that we need to be recognized, but not only to be recognized, we need livable wages. We at like the lowest wage rate right now, and I don't think that's equal. I don't think it's fair. Look like our representatives are marginalizing our work, and it's important. Some of us is just barely making it on the wages that they paying us through the home care agencies. I have to work a lot of hours to make ends meet.
You were recently featured, Elizabeth, on a billboard. It's part of a campaign for your union, SEIU 1199. The billboard was to highlight the role of home care workers in fighting COVID and racism, and it read, quote, "Home care workers are fighting to be seen and heard because our lives matter," end quote. What does it mean for you to be seen and heard right now, both as a home care worker and as a Black woman?
I would love to see that our representatives take note in our work and to uplift us and to provide us with equal pay, equality. We are not recognized. We're not seen, and we're not being heard.
I know Governor Baker proclaimed September 4th, this year, 2020, as Home Care Day, in recognition of the work that home care workers do. Is that a step in the right direction? Is that the kind of recognition you want?
Yes, it's a step, but we are not quite there yet. They need to talk policy about us and about our work.
Elizabeth, has the pandemic changed you in any fundamental way? And if so, what is that?
Sometimes I think that one end is a blessing for me because I can still continue to care for my clients. That's what it's done for me. And I'm driven by this pandemic to do better and to know better. And I better serve my client right now because I'm really on my P's and Q's with them.
That's Elizabeth Davis, a home caregiver who works in Springfield, Amherst, and Greenfield. Elizabeth, really appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you so much. And you be safe. Noah Trevor says, be positive and test negative.
I will work on both. And really, please take care of yourself. Take good care.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.